We're just watching the ceremony live now, of course, with the weather delay at halftime. We're trying to have the enshrinement ceremony for Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones. Troy, I don't know if we want to tap into this right now for a couple minutes. I see all the Elks players on the field, so we may as well just bring you this.
Ricky Ray became the most recent inductee. Tonight, we celebrate the careers of three green and gold legends, Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones. They're joining an elite group of players and builders on the Wall of Honor. These gentlemen played a major role in bringing five consecutive Grey Cups to Edmonton from 1978 to 1982. They carried themselves like true champions, both on and off the field, and they personified the club's values of pride, integrity, and passion. Tonight, Germany, Holloman, and Jones join a prestigious list of 38 Wall of Honor members. Some of them are here tonight. Please welcome them at midfield. Guys, give us a wave. I see Sean Fleming. I see Rod Conop. I see Larry Ruck. I see Brian Kelly. And now, please direct your attention to the video board as we take a look back at the outstanding careers of Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones.
Undoubtedly the greatest dynasty in CFL history. The Green and Gold's famed five-in-a-row Grey Cup teams were comprised of some of the most dynamic players in league history. Tonight, three pillars of this era of the franchise get their place on the club's Wall of Honor. Let's meet the EE Wall of Honor class of 2022. Edmonton's engine in the backfield during the team's iconic five-in-a-row Grey Cup run from 1978 to 1982, Jim Germany racked up 5,730 career rushing yards during his seven-year CFL career, all with the green and gold. His career began in 1977, where he slotted in alongside quarterbacks Warren Moon and Tom Wilkinson. Together, they formed the backfield backbone of the Double E's championship dynasty. Germany produced three 1,000-yard seasons during his standout career and holds franchise records for most rushing touchdowns in a season and most rushing touchdowns in a single game. Perhaps his most impressive accomplishment was helping power 10 consecutive victories in 1982 after coming off a leg injury before finishing yet another season as the team's leading rusher and guiding the green and gold to their fifth consecutive Grey Cup. Prior to his time in the CFL, Germany had a prolific college career at New Mexico State and was inducted into their Hall of Fame in 1994. Jim Germany set the highest of standards to how the running back position should be played in the Canadian Football League and played every game to win, striving to be a champion. The Edmonton Elks are proud to induct Jim Germany to the Double E Wall of Honor.
One of the people who helped clear a path for Germany.
A dynamic member of the five-in-a-row Grey Cup championship teams, Joe Holloman was a spark for the Double E on both defense and special teams. Holloman was a speedy defensive back and along with Larry Hybaugh gave Edmonton one of the fastest secondaries in the game. In addition to his exceptional defensive play, Holloman's speed made him a threat on special teams as a kick returner. The Arkansas native holds three franchise records, most notably for most interception returns for a touchdown. Holloman was a three-time CFL West Division All-Star and a CFL All-Star in 1978. Holloman combined size, speed, and tremendous athletic ability to carve out a remarkable career, including six Grey Cup championships, all in green and gold. A key part of Edmonton's run to five consecutive Grey Cups from 1978 to 1982. Ed Jones was a three-time CFL All-Star during his eight seasons in green and gold between 1976 and 1983. The Rutgers product began his pro football career as a ninth-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys in 1975, before making his NFL debut later that year with the Buffalo Bills. Jones played 12 games for the Bills in 1975, registering 3 interceptions. He began his CFL career with the Double E in 1976, evolving into one of the best defenders in the CFL and earning a reputation as one of the hardest hitters in the league. His seminal game in green and gold came September 7th, 1980, when he recorded 3 interceptions, including 2 for touchdowns against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Both feats are tied for first in the EE record books. Jones was the ultimate competitor and leader, combining size, speed, athletic ability, competitiveness, and intellect. His on-field achievements are etched into team and league record books. And now, Ed Jones' legacy will be cemented as he joins the Double E Wall of Honor. 3 Edmonton legends with 3 championship careers. Tonight, their names find their rightful home at Commonwealth Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, the Double E Wall of Honor class of 2022, Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones.
Good stuff there from Morley Scott.
Welcome back to Commonwealth Stadium.
It's John Sexsmith, the MC of this little ceremony here. Again, we're going to try and get you some dressing room reaction, but we'll keep it with the ceremony on the field. I see Jim Germany walking out there, and guys, maybe a few words to come from each of the fellows heading up onto the wall, but you did already hear from them in the third or fourth quarter, I suppose, of our broadcast tonight. So it's just nice to see a few fans sticking around here at Commonwealth, despite being post-game and a late game to usher them in to Elks lore, shall we say.
And Ed Jones.
So Holloman making the walk, and now Ed, don't call me too tall, Jones. 34-23, the final score on the brick field at Commonwealth Stadium. The Elks falling to the Rough Riders, a ceremony that was set to take place at halftime, now unfolding here in the postgame. Elks players still lining the field along with the cheer team. And fellow alumni.
That's part of tonight's ceremony. Each inductee will be presented with a commemorative plaque. It honors their many contributions to the green and gold. To present Ed Jones with his plaque, please welcome Edmonton Elks President and Chief Executive Officer, Victor Cui.
Jones presented with his plaque, new Elks president and CEO Victor Cui in his inaugural year with the team. Certainly not playing out in the standings the way that you'd want to see it, but exciting initiatives right across the board from Cui and his team, now standing alongside a member of Elks history. And Ed Jones. Few words, it seems, from Jones, who's stepping up to the podium.
I'd like to thank the Elks administration, the Eskimos, for this honorable for this award. It's something that I hoped as a player to achieve, and it's fantastic that I'm doing it with two of my friends, my teammates. It was quite the run we had back in the late 70s and the 80s. We were good. That's all. What else can I say? So, with the support of my family over the years, the people here in Edmonton, I salute you. Thank you very much.
Sean Sexton.
Congratulations, Ed. Here to present Joe Holloman with his plaque, please welcome the Commissioner of the Canadian Football League, Randy Ambrosi.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you, Edmonton, for welcoming us back with the cold weather. Just here, just a little bit, making me feel right at home. I'd like to say thanks to all of the fans. Without you, there would be no us. You know, I won't be here very long, because I once heard a little saying said that the butt can only endure so much, all right? And the brain can endure less. So the less time that I stand here in front of the microphones and keep you guys from doing what you do, the better I'm going to make friends with all of you, all right? Let you guys go home and get some rest and get off those wet, stinky clothes that you're wearing. So I just like to say thank you, Edmonton. Thank you for all of the fans. Thank you for 10 years of greatness with the Eskimos, now the Elks. And I appreciate everything that you did, all of you guys. And a special thanks to my family now that's standing beside me and behind me. I love you guys.
Joe Holloman. Joe Holloman at the mic.
Congratulations, Joe. Here to present Jim Germany with his plaque on behalf of the Edmonton Elks, Alan Watt.
I want to thank the Edmonton Eskimos / Elk organization. All right. And second of all, I just want to address the players now. You know, it's very difficult to sort of follow behind guys that people are saying that they're gods, okay? All you got to do is be you. Play the hell of a game, learn from it, and then the next game, just play better. Because guess what? You guys are talented. You just got to believe in each other, okay? So that's basically, listen, I'm gonna approach this like I approach running the ball. It's going to be short and sweet. It's going to be real fast, okay? So, folks, once again, I want to thank you on behalf of my family. I love playing at this place. It's the most wonderful place to play. And fans, stand behind your team, because you're the guys going to make them get better. Because when we... Because fans, when we started, we had a new coach, and everybody was wondering, are we going to make it? Are we not going to make it? And guess what? Every day we practiced, and every day we got better. Every day we learned from each other. Every day we partied with each other. And guess what? We became a team. Guess what? You win the games that you're supposed to win, and some of the games that you're supposed to lose, guess what? Win those too. So learn from tonight. I was very impressed with you guys, okay?
Congratulations, Jim. These three men are champions in every sense of the word. Their names and their numbers will now become permanent fixtures at Commonwealth Stadium. Please direct your attention to the south end zone. It is my honor and my pleasure to officially welcome to the Edmonton Elks Wall of Honor, Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones.
Appropriately placed right by the alumni suite. That's kind of over there, right, Blake?
Somewhere
in that region.
Somewhere over there, yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. We see those three names go up on the wall. We've known about this since really the beginning of the season or so. Tonight is finally the night, and even after a little more ado.
Congratulations on your amazing careers with the green and gold. Fans, please give it up once more for your double E Wall of Honor class of 2022, Jim Germany, Joe Holloman, and Ed Jones.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.